Church, it's time to hear from the Lord. Hallelujah. When sister was here, Sister Leader, she mentions a very common scripture, which is also projected from the screen. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we want to bless your name and thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us right from January up to this time. We thank you for all the messages that we have heard. Thank you, Lord, that you have taken us back to our stronghold. Thank you because you have laid the firm foundation for us. Father, we glorify your holy name. As we go into your word, Father, speak your word into our life in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. Every pronouncement, every utterance that will be coming from here, let everything descend down from your throne in the mighty name of Jesus. And let every heart be blessed in Jesus' name. As the message is going through the right ear, it shall not pump out through the left ear in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name we pray. Church, the title of the message today is The Greatest Gift. The Greatest Gift. What is the greatest gift? Baby Jesus. When pastor was talking, pastor said we see him as a baby. We might be thinking it's a baby, but he's no longer the baby. He is the King of Kings. Amen. Amen? He is the Lord of Lords. He is coming back. We are celebrating his birthday today. Let me start from this scripture that is projected. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that gave his only begotten son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. That is John 3:16. To many of you that are sitting down here today, even around the world, we are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. To you as believer, even to unbelievers, when they hear about Christmas, all they know is that about the baby Jesus. But Christmas goes beyond that. As believers, we all gathering here, worldwide as well, all believers will gather somewhere. They will worship him. They will celebrate him. They will give thanks to God for the precious gift that God has given to us. Now, I have a question for you this morning. What is Christmas means to you? What has it meant for you? What has Christmas meant to you? What has that baby Jesus means to you? Begin to think about it. Is your knowledge of Christmas limited to the baby Jesus? According to that John 3:16, God has given us the greatest gift. The greatest gift. Not just you and me, to the entire world. And this greatest gift is Jesus Christ. And that is the greatest gift that the world ever received. How do you value him? Are you always here just to mark it? Or you are deeply involved in him? As we all know, Christmas has always been a time of giving. Many of us, we are expecting our gift from our relatives, from friends, and from people. Many also give gifts out. People are looking forward that, okay, I want to give gift during the Christmas. That baby boy born to Joseph and Mary is the greatest gift that God has given to us. When Paul was talking to the Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians 9:15, he said, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Indescribable gift. And what is this gift? Jesus Christ. But I want you to know that when gift is being given, when we are giving gift out, there are two significant things that determine gift giving. Number one is your relationship with the person who gives you the gift. How well you know this person? What is your relationship with that person? And the number two significant reason is the gift itself. How useful is this gift for you? And I'm asking you this morning, how useful is Jesus Christ to you? Do you call him only on Friday? Is it a Friday tonic for you? Or is every time? It's a gift that worth following every second. It's a gift that you should keep close to you every minute. So let us see the gift of Jesus in these two aspects. The source of the gift. What is your relationship to him? That is the source of the gift and the real gift itself. Those are the two ends we are going to look into this gift of Jesus Christ. I'm going back to that John 3:16, but let's start from verse 15. That everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. Then 16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Jesus Christ is the gift. And who has given this gift? What is the source of this gift? Again, let's go back to that John 3:16. For God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So who has given the gift? God. So the source of the gift that we are celebrating today has been given by God. God is the source of this gift. And God has given you precious gift, which you should value every moment. And that is why you are able to wake up early. I believe our sister, many of you, you cook overnight, you prepare yourself. Still, you are here early in the morning. That means you value the gift that God has given to you. The God of universe, the God who created everything, has purposely give you personal gift, which is Jesus Christ. The question is, why did God give you the gift? What is his motivation behind this? When you go back to that John 3:16, for God so loved the world. So the motivation for God to give the gift, that is Jesus Christ, is because of his love. He loves you. He cherishes you. He wants you to be happy. That is why that greater gift has been given to you. The question is, how much do you love this gift? There are a lot of people when gift is given to you, even if it's just ordinary chocolate, it's a gift. Appreciate it. And when you appreciate that gift, the person who has given you that gift, we'll be happy and give you more. The same way, this gift that God has given unto us, how much do you love it? For God so loved the world. It is not that God just loves you. God loves you so much. His love towards you is very deep. It's very deep. It's also unconditional, irrespective of whatever you have done, irrespective of the sin you have committed, irrespective of what you have done. When God wants to bless you, he will still bless you. Hallelujah. It's a sacrificial love that God has for you. Brothers and sisters, if you are sitting down here and you feel rejected, and you feel that your situation is the worst, I want to assure you that Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. He loves you. God loves you. No matter what the situation you are going through, you are brokenhearted, you are lonely, or you are depressed, if you don't know, understand now that God loves you. And that is why he has given you that greatest gift. Hallelujah. So God loves you to the point that there was an action to show his love. And the action is that he gave that gift, his one and only son, into this world. Whosoever believes Jesus has eternal life. So far, we had been talking about the gift of Christmas. The source is God and the Father giving us Jesus Christ. One thing is that we all know that when the gift is given, what not, is he exposed? Is gift exposed? They normally wrap it. And when this gift was coming to the world, let's look at what scripture said. Luke 2, verse 7. Luke 2, verse 7. Where I'm going to is that Jesus Christ himself was wrapped. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. So, brethren, whatever I'm saying is that whenever you receive gift, okay, if you are giving you gift, it is wrapped. You'll be eager to open it, right? So, whenever you are giving a gift, you have to unwrap it to find out what is inside. We know Jesus is the gift of God, but know him as the gift. As the gift, it's like just keeping the gift without unwrapping it. You just know Jesus as gift, but you don't follow him, you don't obey him. It's like the gift had been given to you, you did not unwrap it. You kept it there. You will not understand the details of what is inside. You may have idea. So how close are you? Have you unwrapped this gift that God has given to you? Within your mind. Have you unwrapped it? Many feel what is inside is eternal life. Yes. Eternal life is major part of the gift that God himself has given to us. Now, let's open this gift. What God has really given us and when he gave us Jesus Christ. Do you remember what the angel of the Lord spoke to Joseph in the dream? If you don't remember, I'm going to remind you now. Matthew 1:23. He said, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Which means what? God is with us. Pastor was talking about it when he started the service. God is with us. When you unwrap this gift, when you open it up, you will know that God is with you. God has come down to stay with you. So what is bothering your mind? Why are you disturbing yourself? The gift has been given to you. If you keep it in the Western world, when gift is given, it is placed under the Christmas decorated tree. All the family members will be placing it there. And they are looking for on the 26th to go and unwrap it. Similarly, God has given you this gift. Where are you keeping it? Are you keeping it to somewhere? Or you have kept it in your mind, in your heart, so that you are eager to unwrap it. So when you unwrap it, you will know that God is with us, with you. Many people read Christmas story and never bother to go beyond the wrapper. You are not unwrapping it. They see Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus, cattle, shepherd, wise man, gift, and so on. But they miss out the mission of that baby. How do you know the mission? You need to unwrap it. If you have not unwrapped your gift of baby Jesus, right now within your heart, begin to ask for forgiveness. That God have mercy upon me. The gift I've been giving to you. If the worldly gift are being given to you And even before you get it, right there, some of us, when we are giving gift, right there we open it to know what is inside. How much this gift, that you will unwrap it within your mind. When you unwrap it, you have this assurance that God is with us. So the baby was God coming to this world in human flesh. If you don't unwrap it, if you don't go closer to him, you will not establish yourself with him. You will not have relationship with him. You need to unwrap the gift. For God to be with us, he has given us that greatest gift. He dwelt with us. God came and lived among us. He has to reveal himself to us in an understandable way. That's why he has given us gift in flesh. And this is precisely what Jesus has come to do. Became flesh just like you and me. The greatest gift is God is with us. That is the greatest gift. God is with us. You will only realize this when you unwrap the gift. Amen? Today, I'm telling you, Jesus is with you. He is no more the baby. Pastor said it at the beginning. He is no more that baby. He is with you in your struggling. Jesus knows your pain. He knows each tear that falls from your eyes. What is that thing you are thinking? There is no way out. Brethren, I'm assuring you. The gift has been given to you. Unwrap it, and God is with you. And all your heart desire shall be fulfilled in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen? He knows every feeling of yours. Because he himself is God who came down to live with you. So when you open the gift, you will realize that God has given you the gift of Savior. If you don't open it, you will not know that this is your Savior. It's not physical gift that you begin to tear down, you look for Jesus. No. It is your decision in your heart that you use to unwrap it. Decision to follow him, decision to obey him. Hallelujah. So when you open the gift, you realize God has given you the gift of Savior. So Jesus is our Savior. Jesus not only sympathizes with us, but he has the power to save you, to deliver you. He is the Savior. Let's listen to what the angel said to the shepherd after baby Jesus was born. I will go to the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 8 to 12. And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watching over their flock at night. Verse 9. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Before I read further, I want to emphasize on that. Do not be what? Afraid. That mountain that is giving you concern from January up to this time, before the end of this year, the heavenly bulldozer will level it in the mighty name of Jesus. So, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy. That is the same news. That is the gift that I'm telling you now, that I'm assuring you that gift has been given to you. Don't be afraid, brother. Don't be afraid, sisters. The time is now for your testimony. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 11, it says, "Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in a cloth and lying in manger." Savior baby is born. The emphasis there is that, you say, again, look at the word wrapped. If you don't unwrap it, you will not know that the Savior has been born. So Jesus is the Savior. But what can God save us from? Remember, God has come to live with us because Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. And what can he save you from? Romans 3, 23 and 24. For all our sin, what I'm trying to emphasize is that God saved us from sin. He says, for all have sinned and fall short of the God's glory, of the glory of God. And all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. He will save you, he will deliver you from the claw of sin. Because when you unwrap the gift, you will know the good, you will know the bad. If you don't unwrap it, if you leave it, you will not know. If you have never accepted him, you have not unwrapped the gift. Hallelujah. So, we are sinful in nature, and our sin takes us away from God. God is with us. He has given us Jesus Christ to save us. Titus 3, verse 5 says, he saved us not because of our righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. It is mercy that we received. That is why he has saved us. We need a savior. Our sin deserve death, but God have sympathy, he have mercy on us and save us. He has given us that greatest gift that he's ever given to the world. The gift of Christmas is that a savior has been born. It is wrapped. You need to do what? To unwrap it. So when you open this gift and establish yourself with him, your sin will be forgiven. And when the sin is forgiven, you will have what? Eternal life. So when you unwrap the gift, it shows that Jesus forgives us. If you don't unwrap it, if you don't accept him, you will not know that he forgives. The greatest gift of Christmas is Jesus, who has the power to forgive. He said, everything has been given to me, both in heaven and the earth. Everything. He has that power to forgive. He is always having that compassion to forgive. An example, when that adulterous woman was caught, they brought her before him. The teachers, the Pharisees, brought her to Jesus. In the Old Testament, whenever there is such sin that is being committed, what happened? They stoned that person to death. But you know what Jesus said? Go, your sin has been forgiven. The same way when you unwrap this gift, when you unwrap it, your sin has been forgiven. So one of the things on this package gift is forgiveness. And it's not just one time, continually. If you don't unwrap the package that has been delivered to you, you will not know that he is the Savior. You will not know that he is with you. You will not know that he has the power to forgive you. That your conscience that is telling you have done it, it is not good. He keeps following you like shadow. He keeps following you like shadow. When you enter into the darkness, it disappears. And you are thinking, oh, it's over. But immediately you step out, the shadow continues to follow you. But when you unwrap it, even when you see the shadow, you will smile. Unwrap that gift and establish yourself with him. He has the power to forgive you. Jesus not only pardoned us once, but also pardoned us on a daily basis. There is no way you can walk without your head moving to the left and right. If you are saying you don't have sin, you are just deceiving yourself. The mercy of God is always there for us. He will continue to forgive us in Jesus' name. If you keep this gift in your house or somewhere, you are not unwrapping it, you will know that another thing that is inside that Jesus gives us eternal life. You will never know. You won't know that what is inside that gift. Another thing that is there is Jesus give us eternal life. You need to unwrap it. You need to get closer to him. You need to move that to stronghold. You need to establish that so that your foundation will be solid. So one of the important of the greatest gift of Christmas is eternal life. My question is, who can benefit from this eternal life? Now let's go back to that scripture. John 3, 16. I think God is talking through Sister Linda this morning when he mentioned that. And to God be the glory, the projection that the technical team were projecting is that John 3, 16. The John 3, 16 provides us the answer. That is the answer to who can benefit. When you read it yourself, you begin to unwrap that gift and underline those who can benefit. Terms and condition applies there. Let's read it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. So who will benefit? Whosoever believes. If you are not unwrapping it, you don't believe. Gift has been given to you, you are not unwrap it. You don't believe. When you believe, when you unwrap that gift that has been given to you, the greatest gift, you will have the entire life. Those who believe in him, that is the greatest and highest quality in that gift. Entire life. That is, it is life with God himself. Sit with him in heavenly places. So God, it is life with God, provided by God, and for only those who believe in him, and those who accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, have the highest quality of life. Brethren, it's not just in heaven. When you believe in him, that confidence will be there for you. Something is happening, you declare immediately, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Because you have that gift, you have unwrapped it. Eternal life starts from this earth. Enjoyment, you will enjoy, you will not suffer. Terms and condition applies. Unwrapped the gift and believes in him. When you do this, then you will have the entire life. So the entire life is not limited to just when we pass on, but right from here, everything will work for you. Amen? Ecclesiastes 3, verse 11b. Also, he has put eternity in their heart, except that no one can find out the work that God does from beginning to the end. God has placed it in, he has given the gift to you in your heart. Your mind is telling you, this gift is there. Unwrap it. How do you unwrap the gift? So, eternity is not only when we die, but we spend time with God. The moment you accept that gift, the moment you accept it and unwrap it, you begin to enjoy the eternal life. Hallelujah. If you reject this gift of Jesus Christ, then you are saying that you have rejected the eternal life. It shall never be our portion in Jesus' name. But you need to unwrap it. It's not just saying amen. You need to unwrap the gift. That baby was wrapped and placed in the court. If you don't unwrap it, you will not see those things that are inside. So, don't reject this gift. God is planting it right now in your mind, in your heart. Don't reject it. If you are rejecting it, I told you what is inside the gift, God with us. You are rejecting that God is not with you. That is when you reject it. Even when you accept it, you are not unwrapping it. You are still not seeing the details that is inside. So, don't reject the presence of God in your life. Accept Him. When you reject it, when you unwrap it, you are rejecting forgiveness for your sin. If you are not unwrapping it, you are rejecting forgiveness. And there is salvation in the gift. When you reject it, you are rejecting salvation. You will be delivered in Jesus' name. John 10, very quickly I read from verse 27 to 29. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28. I gave them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. And my Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. You need to unwrap the gift so that you will know you. Because he said, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them. If you don't unwrap the gift, you will not hear the voice. Choir, please get prepared. You can come out. If you don't unwrap it, then you may not hear the voice. You may not know them. You need to unwrap the gift, unwrap it so that you can follow. Brethren, faith in Jesus Christ will place you in the hand of God. No one will be able to touch you or take you out of God's hand. And the provision is open through Jesus Christ. This provision is open through Jesus Christ. If you don't unwrap the gift. We are celebrating Christmas today. You have the joy. Christmas go beyond cooking. Go beyond the food. Go beyond various gifts. Think about the gift that God has given. Unwrap it. Know the details that is contained inside. Know the content that is contained inside. We are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ today. Many times, brethren, our Christmas celebration is all about baby Jesus and that baby in the cot. Christmas and his message is much, much beyond this. Christmas is all about gift giving. God has given us his only son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. Brethren, the gift is still unclaimed. How many of you are ready to claim it? If you can put your faith in Christ, the package, the gift, will come to you. And when you receive the package, you need to unwrap it. You need to unwrap it to know the content of the gift. You need to unwrap it to know what is inside. I've given you a series of things that are inside. Do not stop with just knowing Christ of the Christmas. Do not stop of just knowing Jesus Christ, Christmas. Don't stop there. Know the complete package of what is inside the gift that God has given. That is, God is with us. God is Savior. God who forgives. And God who gives eternal life. I don't want you to stop without reminding you to receive this gift. If you are here, you have not received that gift. Just bow down your head and submit to Christ. And get set to unwrap this gift. Let me remind you of what John the Baptist said in Matthew 3, verse 1 to 3. In those days, John the Baptist came, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God, for the kingdom of heaven has come. This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord and make straight path for him. This is the same voice that you are hearing. Repent, the kingdom of heaven has come near. As you celebrate this Christmas, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. That gift that was given to you, brothers and sisters, if you have not unwrapped it as choir. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in advance. Amen.
Church, can we rise? Let's sing this together and wish each other while we sing this. Let's do it. You don't have to shy off clapping. It's a day of celebration. Let your faces show the joy that is within you. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Hey, Feliz Navidad. Prosper and your felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Can we wish each other? Come on. Feliz Navidad. Let's give God the hands. Come on. All the glory, everything belongs to Him only. Amen.
Merry Christmas, church. Merry Christmas. Ask your neighbor, have you unwrapped the gift? It takes a lifetime to unwrap and discover the preciousness of that gift. I want you to open your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 6. Sorry, 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm so sorry. First Peter chapter 2, verse 6. Let's read 1, 2, go. For this is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed. Verse 7, this precious value then is for you who believe. This precious gift is for you who believe. And you will not be disappointed in Jesus' name. He came, he was born, so that you and I could be born again. Are you born again in him? So that you could unwrap this gift, you could understand the preciousness of this gift. Are you born again in him? If you're not born again, you are just seeing the wrapper and you are seeing the gift the way the world sees it. You will celebrate his birth again and again. No. He was born once so that you and I could be born again. And so, the Lord is asking you today, how precious is this gift for you? How precious is this gift for me? Have I known him not only as God with me, but God in me? Have I known him not only as the Savior of the world, but my Savior? And have I known him not just as the giver of eternal life, but life itself? My life, is it in him? Have I known him as my master? Let's bow our heads once again. Father, thank you once again, O Lord God, that you have given us the indescribable gift of your Son. You so loved us that you gave him to us. A child is born to us. The Son is given. You gave him for us, O Lord God. Father, thank you. Thank you that you gave your precious gift to us. Many a times, Lord, we have not realized the worth of this, your love. So, Lord, even as this day the world celebrates Christmas, help us to renew ourselves in him, to remain in him, to remain in his love, to realize the preciousness of your gift, that we would never be disappointed in the name of Jesus. Lord, as you have loved us, Lord, help us to love one another and love you with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, and with all our strength. Thank you, Father, that you have not abandoned us. But to fulfill all this, you have given us your Spirit, which you pour out upon us when we are born anew in you. So, Lord, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit, which reminds us of this preciousness of this gift. Help us to remain in your Spirit, walking in it, and doing everything fully pleasing in his sight. We thank you once again. We thank you for your Son that you have used, O Lord God, to open our eyes to the preciousness of your gift. Help us, O Lord God, to unwrap it. Help us to search your word and discover the beauty of you in it. We thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. Lord, as we As we fellowship, as we return, O Lord God, help us not just to be keepers of this gift, O Lord God, but Lord, to proclaim the good news of this gift that we have received. We ask all this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Let's share the grace. Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. And surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Before we depart, please let us know that refreshment is prepared for us. So let's pray over the refreshment as well. Father, we thank you, Lord God. You are a provider of all good things. Thank you for this refreshment that you have given us this morning. Lord, I pray that you will sanctify it and help us to glorify you with the strength that we receive from it. For it's in Jesus' name that we have asked and received. Amen and amen. Merry Christmas once again, church. God bless you. May you rejoice all the more in him. Amen.